That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. It's another Friday night. I want to thank everybody for taking their time out of their busy schedules or whatever they're going to do for the weekend and coming on in, hanging out with us for about 90 minutes or so for our favorite show. Yes, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I know I just said it. I'm going to say it again. It's Save City of Heroes Radio. I am your host, Pogo Man from the Virtue Server. I'm not going to say formally because, believe my heart, we will be back there again soonish. Sometime, and I could say it again. And along with me tonight, my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend behind the Titan Network, the one, the only, Tony V.
Yay! Of the Kunk!
Ooh, what?
No, I'm just...
What'd you say?
I said, of the Kunk!
Yes, that's what I thought you said. What is that?
You know, the server.
Oh, yes, yes. My goodness.
My, how quickly time passes, doesn't it?
I know. With us, man, it was either virtue or nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, virtue and then all the others.
Those other servers. And then somebody said, do you mean there's another server besides virtue? And I had to explain to him. I said, whoa.
Zukunst.
Jawohl, guys. How are you, Tony?
Which, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that German for future?
I don't know. I don't speak that much German.
Let's find out. Let's see.
Well, you do, because on another radio show, I do play a German psychiatrist with a German accent.
Yeah, here it is.
That's quite comical. So.
Die Zukunft, the future.
Ooh. The future is on here.
The future is Zukunft.
You just said the future is the future. That's kind of redundant.
Oh, well, that's like saying, you know, the Los Angeles Angels, you know.
Yeah, true. Well, no. Now they're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
I guess, maybe, but...
So I was like, wow, that's a really ridiculous name.
It would still be, you know, the Angels, Angels.
Steve says, person that knew all the servers had lots of level 50 tunes. Yes.
Or Vigilance. Viva Vigilance.
Viva la Vigilance. So what's going on, Tony?
Well, I don't speak German still.
Right. Me either. But we can speak with an accent sometimes.
I didn't last week, and I still don't today. What's going on? Well, I don't know. Not much. Just, you know, same old stuff. Work, eat, sleep. Play a few games here and there.
Okay, Steve just mentioned in the chat that he heard that they're doing a live Fraggle Rock movie. Yes, they are. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is producing and starring in it.
So they say.
Yeah, so I've heard this week. Tony, we got to make the big announcement because I just found out about it the other night when I told you. Guys, mark your calendars. April 11th, a Saturday. It's the coolest day of the year. It's going to be International Tabletop Gaming Day 2015 edition. And Tony, I got to say, one of those games I told you about, my folks were cool. They ordered it for me, and it came in the mail today.
All right. What'd you get?
Luchador.
I'm going to share.
This game is very cool. It won, they have a Facebook page. They won a 2014 award from the UK for Family Game of the Year.
Yay.
So I think that meets all the criteria to promote this game for International Tabletop Gaming Day. And also, today, I saw episode...
I think you just did.
I did. I did just promote... Well, it justifies my promoting it. Not just because it's a wrestling thing. That's my other, you know, the other show I do. I did get to see... actually, I forgot about this. We were talking about Tabletop Season 3. I did catch the first one I caught when it came out, and I haven't watched it since, but I did watch Episodes 2 and 3 today. Or 2 I saw the other day. 3 I saw today with the kids. I thought that was a fun... He looked like he was having a lot of fun doing Junior Catan with the kids.
Oh, I thought it was great. I thought he did a great job with it.
Oh, my God, the kid won. That was funny. He goes, I think he's seen this show before. He said he's never seen it. I love the little girl. She kept going, what's Star Trek?
Well, yeah.
Those kids were cracking me up.
Yeah, they were cute kids. They were definitely cute overload.
Yes.
Good sports, too.
Sport, yes. And I like what he says. You have to teach them sportsmanship. So I think that's important. So. Because one of my... Anyway, yes.
Yeah, so International Tabletop Gaming Day. For those of you who don't know, go out to, what is it, Tabletop Day, I think it's what the website?
Tabletopday.com. I'm on the Find Event page right now, but I will, for those in the chat, I will officially post the link in the chat. And then, all right, and for those who forget, all the links that I share in the scene here, I do post under the link on the Save COH Radio Facebook page. Like, I'll post the link for the show, usually the day before. And then I will go in and I will post the links from bottom to top in order that we go over them.
And if you don't review them, that makes you a bad person.
That's right. Or you, yeah. So people go, why is he posting all that stuff? That's why. This is what we talk about. So you can almost go along, although I just went out of order. I'm sorry about that.
How dare you?
Well, it's all right. I post a Tabletop Day, the website first, and then I put the Amazon link for the Luchador Mexican Wrestling Dice Game.
You bastard.
Oh, let me tell you, though. It comes with cardboard cutouts. It's $40. There is one. I was talking to Susie before this afternoon. She had to run out. She's not going to be here tonight again, folks. I'm sorry. And one of the other Back to Basics Radio hosts. She's a co-host. She's learning. We were teaching the soundboard before the studio board. You know, the sound, the studio. So I was in the audience, with air quotes, and I called in. I showed them this thing, and like, oh, my God. So they saw the picture of the belt, and I said, hold on. It's a cardboard cutout of the belt. And as a joke, I put it over my shoulder. This thing is so tiny, because my shoulders are big anyway. And it was just really funny. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's slits on the side. You could put, like, string through it. Or like a thin belt strap, and we were joking around, I'm going to do this, and we're going to put a belt on it. Put it on a belt. Because I'm like, this looks like a really big belt buckle or a really small one, depending on your preference. And we were joking around like, oh, we're going to do this because we're going to play this on International, you know, Tabletop Day. And, of course, you know, we have to do something to award the title. But what's funny is they have one, and it's thick cardboard, so they have one cut out for the heavyweight title, and then they only have one for the tag team championships. I'm like, you need two of them. So I went to the Facebook page. I said, I just got the game in the mail. I love it. I just want to know because I've heard that you could get extra dice because there are special dice for it. I haven't read all the rules yet, but there are different symbols on the dice. They're all six-sided dice, but it's not like 1 through 6. It's all different symbols on it. And obviously all the symbols mean something in the game. So I was wondering, you know, I was going to say, can we order extra dice, you know, because they say if you have a lot of people, it helps have more dice. And they say you can get more dice, but I was on their webpage. I didn't see it. And I was saying, is there any way to get, like, extra dice and maybe a second tag team title belt? Because obviously it's two people and you need two belts.
Well, have you heard anything?
No, because it was just a couple hours ago, so.
Ah.
Well, actually. Hold on, I can check here. I'll check my notifications, see if they said anything back yet. No,
but yeah,
not.
So for those of you who are not familiar with it, Will Wheaton, formerly of Star Trek fame, he played Wesley Crusher on Star Trek. Before that, he was in Fly With Me, and he's done a few other things.
Wasn't he also in what was that movie?
No, you're thinking of River Phoenix.
Oh, was I? Didn't know. I didn't. I thought he was in. I haven't seen that movie.
I don't know.
Well, you know, he's in the movie too. I haven't seen the movie. That's. I'm like, oh my God, I never saw the movie. Was it Stand By Me?
Yeah, Stand By Me. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, with River Phoenix and what's his name? Jerry O'Connell was in it and somebody else.
But not in it. I'm sorry. I thought he was in it.
Yeah. He is.
Oh, he is in it.
Yeah.
Silly boy. Yeah, he was in it because it just says here, first thing, Stand By Me. 1986, that movie came out? Good Lord.
Yeah, it's been... Well, he was a little kid. I guess he wasn't like a toddler. But he was, yeah, a very... he was a young boy in that movie.
Oh, no
yeah,
spoilers.
Yeah, River Phoenix. Corey Feldman, that's the other guy. Right, and yeah. Jerry O'Connell.
Minor spoiler, he's the first person to die in Sharknado 2.
Oh, well, see, I'm not going to watch it now.
Sorry. Well, he dies right. It's so funny. I'm like, hey, that's Will Wheaton. And then and you can tell the way he's acting. You're like, oh, he's going to get it. And he got it, so.
He
does the voice for Abraham Lincoln in the game forthcoming called Codename Steam.
He also did the voice of Aqualad. He's been on The Big Bang Theory several times.
Yes, he has.
But anyway, the point is, he does a YouTube show called Tabletop, and if you Google it, you can find it rather easily, where they play a board game. He and some of his friends, he gets some, you know, minor celebrities / personalities. I mean, he's gotten some game designers on there. He's had Amy Dallin on there, who owns a local comic book shop that he goes to, and he's had people like Grant Imahara and Colin Ferguson and, you know, Jerry Ryan.
Yeah, he had Steve Jackson, who created Dungeon. Yes, that's Steve Jackson.
Yeah, he's had Steve Jackson, who did Munchkin and
Munchkin game. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Munchkin. I'm sorry. Did I say Dungeon? I meant Munchkin. I'm sorry. I meant Munchkin. You know what it is? Because I have the Dungeon board for it. So.
And he's had several, like, other YouTube people. He's had Hannah Hart and Grace Helbig.
Allison Hayslip.
Allison Hayslip.
Was Nathan Fillion on once?
No. Alan Tudyk was, though.
Allison Hayslip. Nathan Fillion, he was there. They did a live 6 or 8 hour video feed for Tabletop Game Day last year. I don't know if they ever. I forgot all about it now, and I was going to watch it over the summer sometime. But I think he said they were going to break it up. They were going to try and divvy the video up into by games they played eventually.
Well,
so I don't know if they ever did.
So anyway,
yes.
But he does Tabletop, and for those of you who have been hiding under a rock, Tabletop Gaming has sort of been making a resurgence. I mean, we're not talking. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, we had stuff like Monopoly and Scrabble and Life and, you know, Risk and things like that, Stratego. But these games are a little more, here's the thing I don't like about Monopoly, and I've read this criticism before, is Monopoly, you get about 30 minutes into it, and it's painfully obvious who's going to win. And the rest of the game is just like this two-hour slog, you know, to sort of bring it to its inevitable conclusion. So most of the games here, you know, even a beginner and an experienced player, you know, and a beginner still has a chance to win. You know, there's some element of, you know, some of them have at least some minor element of luck, but it's not just like bingo type luck where you might as well roll a die and say, okay, you win. You know, there's strategy to it. So, you know, you do want to play well. But and a lot of them have, you know, several themes and mechanics that make them really unique. And so board gaming these days, if you have not gotten into board gaming these days, I highly encourage you to seek out some of these games like Ticket to Ride and Small World and Suro and Settlers of Catan, things like that, because they are incredibly fun. Get yourself two or three people to play with. If nothing else, April 11th is International Tabletop Gaming Day. Go out, get you one of these games. You know, go on Amazon, or better yet, go to your local gaming store. And if you don't have people who want to play games with you, if you live by yourself in a remote city where you don't know anybody, go out to tabletopday.com. They've got a map out there. Look up your local gaming store on that map, and they will have locations close to you that are hosting events. You can go by there, even if you don't know anybody there. You know, that's the whole idea of these gaming stores doing this, is complete strangers can show up, get put into games, and have a ton of fun. You know, we had a gaming night the night before one of the player summits with the Paragon Studios people. That was a lot of fun.
Cool. I just want to say, not to interrupt you there, sir, last year for International Tabletop, if I could get the thing to work, it was just up there, they said they had registered, are you ready for this one? Over all 7 continents, 80 countries, 3,000 events registered alone just at the website tabletopday.com.
What? Shut up.
I know, man. They're expecting more this year. Now, wait. I want to say this. Now, we mentioned all these cool games of Tabletop, you know, Tabletop, the web series. I mentioned a game that wasn't there. You know, you don't have to play these games. Me and my mom last year, because we just came back from my cousin's wedding, we wound up, actually, we did a delayed thing. And we played that Sunday. We played – actually, during the week, we made up – we did a makeup day because we were all exhausted coming back from the wedding. We were upstate New York. We didn't get in until about 4 p.m., and it was pretty obvious we were not going to do anything. We unpacked and just had dinner, and we just called it a night. I mean, I was in bed laying there watching TV, and I must have fallen asleep by about 11. And if you know me, that's way early for me on a Saturday night. So during the week, we made up for it. But this year, we definitely said we're going to play Rummy Cube of all games. And that's a game I've been playing since I was 15. But, you know, it's a game we love playing. This, and we haven't played in about a month. I think I told her we were going to play tomorrow. We're going to try and play tomorrow in the afternoon. Because one of my friends has a radio show. He's interviewing me as my wrestling character for his show tomorrow night. And that'll be live. So I won't be able to play it in the evening. So we're going to try and get a game in the afternoon. Even if it's only for an hour or two. You know, it's the spirit of getting together with people, sitting down, shutting the computers down, and God forbid in this day and age, getting away, shut the phones off, shut your iPhones off, you know, put them away for an hour or two, get together with friends, family, you know, it's a couple weeks away.
Shut off your Google Glass.
That's for, yes, if you have one, you look like a sane anyway, you're not a sane. Trust me, the power level will not go over 9,000 if you get the reference.
Take off your Fitbit.
Yes, you don't need any of that stuff. Kick back, sit back, get some snacks, you know, get some non-alcoholic beverages.
Put away the Nintendo Power Glove.
Trust me, you don't need it when you play a tabletop game. It looks rather silly. I'm going to roll dice with my Nintendo Power Glove on. Okay, whatever floats your boat, dude. You know,
but I can't emphasize, though, how fun these games are. I mean,
yes, that's
you know.
The point. Have fun. Right. You're going to have more fun because you're going to be socially interacting with people. You're not going to sit there cursing that there's a glitch. You're not going to be sitting there going, oh, hold on, it's frozen. I got to wait for it to load up. No, it's going to be right there in front of everybody. You're going to be sitting there having fun with people. Take some pictures, you know.
He'll retweet them.
That's right. Remember, the one day of the year you said, screw you, technology. I want to get back to, pardon the pun because the name of the station, back to basics and just have fun with people.
So anyway,
face to face.
And speaking of tabletop, you know what I watched last night?
Tabletop?
If you did know, it would be a little creepy. But
oh.
But no, I was looking over Twitter and I noticed Geek and Sundry, who is the sort of parent network over Tabletop, had posted a link, and they have a Twitch channel now. If you go
on
Twitch and look up Geek and Sundry, they broadcast a couple of shows live every night. And last night they had this show and it was really good. It was called Critical Role. That's ROLE. And it was 3 hours from, if you're in Eastern, it was from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern.
They have something going right now. Playing Bad Rats, The Rats Revenge with Hector and Becca.
Yeah. And, so last night I was watching Critical Role, and it's a weekly show. They get together for a couple of hours or 3 hours, and they play Dungeons & Dragons. They're running through a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Cool.
It was DM'd by this guy, Matt Mercer, and man, he was really good.
Cool. They say you could subscribe for $4.99 to the channel.
Yeah, if you subscribe, you get a few extra little perks, like you get like a few little chat emoticons.
Yeah,
I was going to say
you get access to their awesome custom emotes. Access to sub-only giveaways, which is cool. You get the Geek & Sundry logo next to your name in the chat, which is always cool. The ability to post links in the chat, because you can't post a link in every chat. As a matter of fact, sometimes they ban you from doing that. And you have the ability to play co-op with them on Steam.
There you go.
Well, wow, that's worth $4.99 right there.
Well, I'll give you a hint. I subscribed.
I figured you did already.
An hour of starting, I was like, okay, I'm in.
Cool. All right. I'm going to shut the screen off so I don't get distracted. I'm not going to look at that anymore because no mail
and
just sits there all night staring.
I am really excited that, you know, people are sort of wresting control of, you know, the whole You know, I grew up where there were only, you know, when there were only like four channels. And so if you wanted to put a show on TV, you had to go to, you know, ABC, NBC, or CBS. I mean, even Fox wasn't around when I was a little kid. And so, I mean, it's just really nice to see that, you know, the gatekeepers are no longer the gatekeepers, you know, that yes. You can make a channel out there like Geek and Sundry has and not be beholden to, you know, some network executive that says, well, nobody's going to watch Dungeons and Dragons, you know, role-playing game. You know, I will, and 2,500 people with me last night would.
That's funny.
So yeah, they actually got over 1,000 subscribers last night, so.
Cool.
And I was thinking, wow, you know, at $5 a pop, 1,000 subscribers, man, that's like $5,000 a month.
We should do that and have them subscribe.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you and I could sustain a.
Yeah. Well, it depends what we did, man. I don't know. Maybe if we did. I don't know.
You know what? If you move to Atlanta, we can do that.
Yeah, true. Because we'd have to deal with it. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, we can't do the problem is we can't do a show like this on Twitch unless we had a split screen
sure
and both of us at the same time.
Who told you that?
No, I don't know.
The network executive told you that, didn't they?
No.
Curse you, Fox pinheads.
That's right. That'll never work.
Nobody will watch two guys talking about a game that shut down.
All right, here, I want to promote this right now. Another thing I found on Kickstarter this week, and that's so weird. I don't know why I did this the other night. You know what it was? Tuesday night was coming around. I was like, crap, I really don't have that much to talk about my other show. I said, let me check out Kickstarter for any wrestling games, and that's why I found Luchador. And I found this other one. It has 6 days to go. They are, like, so close to meeting their goal. It's another family wrestling game. It's with cards. Is it with cards? I think – no, this one is with dice. I'm sorry about that. Hold on. Yeah, this one is so funny because the dice are huge for this one. It is called El Luchador Fantástico Grande Dice and Card Brawler. It looks like another fun game. With fun to be had by all. And I'm going to post that one right there. You can all check that one out. I mentioned it the other night on my show, but it looks like they got some hits on it because from the other night, I can't remember what the number was the other night, but it has gone up since then, so.
I'll post a link to the Geek and Sundry channel out on Twitch, too.
And I will put this link that Steve put up, a Kickstarter project for Voltron the movie, a live-action thing. It looks like it was just went up today because they have 26 days left, no backers, no money, no nothing has been dedicated to it yet. So I will put that there, and I'm going to put the Twitch. I'm going to post that. I will also post that on the I was going to say, under the link for the show on our page. And we are slowly but surely getting more and more likes on Facebook for this station.
Well.
Slowly.
I'm hoping by the end of the week we'll be up to 5.
Oh, we're up to 27. So we're well past 5. I know. Maybe by next week we can get another 5. We'll get to 32. And then those people can tell their friends, and then it can tell their friends, and so on and so on. Maybe by Christmas we'll be up to 100.
We'll have, you know, 6.8 times 10 to the 23rd like.
We'll have more likes on that page than our subscribers to Facebook. Yes, I follow the ads. Follow the like on that one. What? Let's see, 0 backers. And they only need $960 for this Voltron thing?
Is it
animated? First person? No, it's still going to be live action. It's going to be, I see why. It's a first person point of view superhero film in the eyes of a news reporter and her cameraman. A group of supervillains have captured the Voltron, an artifact that holds great power to those who wield it, and have laid siege to the Orlando metropolitan area. Their plan is to use this device to have all the Torque region in their control. It's up to a team of superheroes to stop them. A cameraman for a news team sneaks along with the trio to get some inside shots for the developing story, but gets caught into the action. Okay, and he says, I planned this out since September, and I would love to do this project and enter it into a local film festival. This would be my dream to shoot. Please help by donating if you can. And he does say, I'll need the permission to film at some of the locations I plan on using, but since most scenes are outside, this shouldn't be too much of an issue. I would also have to create a production schedule, create the costumes, and actually shoot the project. All potential people who were interested have been cast. I plan on shooting some scenes in the air, so I would have to attach a small camera to a small quadcopter and shoot scenes from there. Okay. And now it says here, rewards. Pledge $10 or more. You get special thanks in the credits. $20 or more, you get a DVD copy of the completed short film. And pledge $60 or more, a custom prop use of the film, either the Voltron, the Death Ray, or superhero costume. Very cool. And all these, it says, will ship to you by May 2015. And 26 days left to go on this project. By Thursday, April 16th, at 4:57 p.m. Eastern Time. So there you go. Good luck with that. I'm going to keep my eye on this project just to see what happens.
I hate to say this, but for $960...
Yes?
This dude's not going to be able to make this sounds like a class project to me.
Well, it's a short film, he said. It's for a film festival, so...
I know, but still. I mean, you can't even get a quadricopter for $960. I mean, those things are kind of expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he has one already?
I don't know.
Well, maybe one of the guys will lend him one? I don't know. He doesn't say what he's using the money for. No, he doesn't say. Don't know. Although it says
so
here
what else
he,
is going on? How are you?
Well, hold on. He did have another project here also a month ago. Right. He says here on the 14th of March, he created something to cancel. He wants to create a low-budget short film, a short superhero film, possibly a music video to break free, and he called it League of Heroes, but it was canceled. So maybe he's doing this one instead. Okay. What else is going on, Tony? I did not mention this to anybody else. Well, you probably know in the Northeast, we are getting hit by snow again. Snow! Tony,
snow we've already
got... I'm not kidding. We already have 3 to 4 inches. It started snowing about 12:20 here.
Welcome to spring.
I know. First day of spring. It's supposed to snow till 2 a.m. We have about between 3 and 4 inches already. And then it's supposed to... Be 50 and rain tomorrow.
We're 50 it's supposed degrees. To be like 70. It's supposed to be like 76 and rain here tomorrow.
I don't get it.
Well, you're welcome to come down.
I wish I could. I don't think I get out of my driveway right now. Okay, no, it says here Saturday with some snow, high of 39. Sunday, 37, 36. My sister said it was supposed to be 40. Thursday, it's supposed to be 50 and rain. That's right. Okay, so here's the weather here for the area. 39 with a little bit of snow tomorrow. 37, sunny the rest of the week. So 37 on Sunday, 36 Monday, 41 Tuesday, 43 Wednesday. Thursday, 50 with rain. And more snow again on Friday, but 45? And then Sunday Saturday with high of 43, and next Sunday, sunny with high of 45. That makes no sense. And right now they say it's 28 degrees in my area. Oh, they're saying
there's
something going on.
There's a trivia question. What is Will Wheaton's full name?
William H. Wheaton.
It's actually Richard William Wheaton III.
Really?
I did not know. Yes.
Okay, now they're saying here it might snow till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Good Lord. I don't want to see this. We'll stop tonight. This is crazy. Tony, this is absolutely nuts.
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
Okay, so you just posted here a Facebook page for the Minden Twins Ravens photo. They're going to open April 3rd, showing Furious 7. And Steve's laughing, saying, trying to open in 2 weeks. With our luck, we'll have a blizzard on opening day. Oh, that would be funny. Can you imagine having to be the guy that has to go up there and scrape the ice off the snow off the screen?
Can't say as I am.
I have a funny story. We used to have a drive-in theater here, and they knocked it down, and it became a supermarket where I used to work in the deli. And it was so funny. We used to have older customers come in. They go, young man, I'll have you know I've been shopping here for 20 years. I'm like, really? Because this used to be a drive-in. Unless, you know, this used to be like the concession stand. So unless you bought like popcorn all the time. And they would get so mad at us. And we're like, no, really, this used to be a drive-in like 3 years ago. It was a drive-in theater.
See, you're nicer than me. I would have been like, liar.
Well, in a way, we caught them in their lie. And then people just laughed because they knew it. They knew it was the drive-in. And the joke is, right where the deli department would be in the supermarket, we figured it out one time. It was right about where the concession stand used to be, so that was our joke. Because I worked in the deli department, which is funny. We just said, wow, yeah, this used to be like the concession area.
That's one thing I never did. I never worked in a supermarket.
I worked in deli, which is totally, you know, because you didn't, you know, because they expected us to go do certain things. Like, no, we're a totally different part of the store. Because not everybody, because you had to be specially permitted and, like, you had to take different, you know, you had to get special training to work in the deli department. You just couldn't go in there and work there. I know it sounds odd, but it's true. Well, it's 9 o'clock. We can do some updates.
Or 9:05. Yay!
Updates. I'm going to start with Valiant really quickly. Because I did check this before the show started. They said here on the 16th, that was the other day, the website should be back soon. Our crack team is hard at work on it. And it shows two minions fighting over a banana in front of a keyboard. I did try to go to their website before, and I couldn't get in. And then yesterday they posted this. They're looking to fill the following positions. They're looking for client-side programmers, server-side programmers, a visual effect programmer, content programmers, a content designer, content writer, a 3D character artist, 3D environmental artist, and it says these are remote positions for profit shares. Email resume to valiant.jobs@gmail.com and for more details. So there you go. I guess they haven't hired anybody yet. I know a couple weeks ago we started talking about this. Okay, and somebody asked what programming language is, and they answered C++, C hashtag? I'm probably
C-sharp. Saying
that wrong. C sharp, thank you. And Java. There you go. You know what? I'm not a programmer.
I am.
I know you are. You should apply for the job.
I got another little project I'm working on right now.
Oh, okay. Ooh, he doesn't want to tell us. Ooh. You don't want to share with us?
Oh, well, no, not really. No,
okay,
it's
fine.
Related to the...
Oh, fine.
It's a secret.
Ooh.
No, I'm sort of exploring a little game idea that... you know, I posted a couple of weeks ago, I posted in the Titan forums about, you know, sort of redirecting our efforts and not really redirecting in the sense of, hey, we're not going to do Titan anymore, but redirecting
right.
in the sense of, you know, there's not a lot going on right now.
Oh, right. You want to include different games, I think you guys were saying.
Yeah, so one of my ideas was, you know, maybe to start a little side project. So I'm sort of in the process of... putting together an idea, and I don't know if it'll come to fruition yet or anything, so I don't want to spill any beans,
right.
but it's something I'm just kind of looking into to see if it's feasible, and if it is, then, you know, I'll talk about it later, but until then, I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want people to get their hopes up. You know how it is, you know. If I say, "Hey, I'm just I'm 5% sure that this will actually come to fruition," you know, people will take that as, "Oh, well, Tony said that this is going to happen by December." And next thing you know, everybody gets pissed off, and so. But if it gets to the point where we get actually into the, you know, development of this thing, then, you know, I'll say more about it.
Cool. Well, if you need a writer, I'm a writer. Let me know. I can help out. And see if it's confirmed. Valiant is still down.
Oh, noes.
Oh, poor Valiant. Okay. Let's see here.
We have a Titans update.
And we have a Heroes and Villains update.
Why don't you do Heroes and Villains first?
Okay, I shall. All right, this is update number 119. They just keep going up and up. All right, this week we've done some more detailed design work for the Phoenix Hill area of Titan City, with a focus on the streets right beside the Prometheus Plaza. We're continuing to model the assets for the plaza area, which is starting to come together now. So we need to start looking a bit further away from just the plaza now in terms of detailing the wider Phoenix Hill area design to make sure that the plaza and the surrounding area blend together properly, not just from a visual point of view, but also from a navigation point of view. Realism is also an important aspect of this design work, as we're aiming for the street layout of Titan City to make sense in terms of real-world cities and their street layouts, rather than being more stylized. We've also done a bit of planning work for how to present speech bubbles for both players and NPCs. Like other aspects of the game, these need to be both flexible for players to use with a degree of customization and true to the general comic book genre source material, while at the same time still being consistently readable. The readability needs to factor in not only font size, but coloring, as these could cause problems for players with color blindness or other eyesight problems. Have a heroic, villainous weekend, the Heroes and Villains team.
Yay!
Well, very cool. And then we have City Titans.
Dun, dun, dun.
You want to take this one or you want me to take it?
Oh, I can do it.
Okay. What's
Let's
this
see,
song
let
called?
Me, 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 me. Okay, I'm ready. It's the pressure, you know. I want to make sure it's perfect.
Okay.
So this is update number 581.
Wow, I didn't realize I had so many updates over.
No, I made that up, actually. I have no idea what number it is, but...
Okay.
It's titled, How a Tree Can Make All the Difference. And it's talking about map optimization.
Ooh.
And they say, and this is Nate Downs wrote this. He says, when we made our current test map, one of the first things we noticed was that while it looked good, its performance was far below what we were expecting. Even on our high-end machines, it could have the frames per second drop into the single digits. Not something acceptable, so we went over it with a fine-tooth comb to identify, isolate, and repair the problem. To identify, first you have to take things out to see what when the performance improves. By hand, we removed every single component by hand to see what would happen. Nothing changed, no matter what we did. At one point, the test map was reduced to nothing but the roads and the speed tree trees. I don't know what a speed tree tree is, but...
Yeah.
But that left us with only two options, so of course, we removed the road, leaving us a map of just trees floating in midair. No luck, still slow. So we reversed it all, and removed the trees while leaving everything else. Instantly, the map was running how it should be. Now we have three kinds of trees on our map, Alaskan pine, white oak, and Douglas fir. So we restored each type of tree in kind. Alaskan pine, no problem. White oak, A-okay. Then we re-enabled the Douglas fir. Instant slideshow. We turned off all the other trees but the Douglas fir to see if there was a case of raw numbers of trees rather than the type, but no go. We made a new test map featuring a single solitary Douglas fir in the middle of it, and it ran slower than a modern FPS on an Amiga 1200. What's with the Amiga 1200 disc? Man!
Alright, they don't like it. Man, anybody have an Amiga 1200?
I didn't have an Amiga 1200, but I did have a Commodore 64. And let me tell you, that was a damn fine computer. I actually used that computer all the way up until I was well into college.
Cool.
Anyway, I digress. In other words, there was a problem with the Douglas fir model that was making it difficult to render. Turned out that somehow during the creation process for the fir, one of the settings was off, with the result being that the Douglas fir, in addition to being ideal for being decorated in anticipation of celebrating whatever winter holiday your family enjoys, was sporting a huge, and I mean gigantic, mathematical error within the mesh. Nothing the human eye could see, but hidden within the polygons of that conifer was a glitch that drove video cards insane. While the Douglas fir is being fixed, we substituted it temporarily for a generic tree model found in the Epic library, and the map now is performing admirably. See for yourself why it only takes a tree to make all the difference in the world. And they have a video, and the significance of the video is really, you know, the tree thing is interesting, but they've got, you know, their own buildings and stuff like that in there as well. And I will post a link to it in the chat. Okay. So it's also out there, of course, under cityoftitans.com. You can pull up the update and the videos within the article there. So, yay!
I know what I didn't do. I'm so silly.
How dare you?
I forgot to put the heroes and villains update in the... I knew I forgot something. I'm sorry.
So, you know what? I'll forgive you this time.
Thank you. I've had such an odd week. I haven't gotten much sleep this week. I don't know what's wrong. It's like I'm not... Well, you know, sleep till late. I'm waking up early in the morning. In the afternoon, you know, sometimes I'm just like, let me lay down for an hour. I can't fall asleep. I don't know what's going on.
Man, I have the opposite problem. It gets quiet at work, and I'm sitting there, just like, oh, man.
Really?
It's pretty sad. My boss sometimes asks me, he's like, do you need something to do? And I'm like, no, I got plenty to do. It's just, you know, I didn't sleep enough last night, so you'll have to forgive me. Especially when I stayed up, like last night, I stayed up and watched Critical Role on the Geek and Sundry Twitch channel till a little after 1 a.m., and then I have to get up and go to work this morning. It's like, oh, man, no. But you will be happy to know that somehow I made it.
Oh, yeah, and this week I had a major project I took care of. I got all the pieces for the computer warrantied. I got a register of warranties this week. That's always a good thing to do, get that out of the way. I think that's important to do.
I got my tax refund back.
Well, good for you, sir. Ooh, that's awesome. I will say I am having one problem with this mouse. It doesn't respond sometimes. I don't know if it's the mouse pad or what.
I don't know. I'm
actually
on my laptop
right
now.
I'm trying to get it to go one way, and it's taking off the other way. Or I get close to where I want to click, and it just, like, stops right before it gets there. And Steve gave us the link for a movie called Pixels. It looks like it's a video game movie. Oh, okay, this is what it says here. This summer, it's game on or game over when aliens misinterpret video feeds of classic arcade games as a declaration of war. They attack the Earth in the form of the video games. And this video clip says, you watch as your arcaders. It doesn't say anything
else.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's Adam Sandler. I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan, though. No.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, I'm trying to click on something else here, and then, like, this thing won't move. Oh, they says they dropped a new Windows 10 ISO 100025. Okay, cool. I do have some news. You know, from courtesy of Cosmic Book News, I was looking up some interesting tidbits here. Says here, thanks to various casting calls, Captain America Civil War looks to start filming around April 1st at Pinewood Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. Tony, you should go try out to be an extra. It says here, in addition, a short synopsis has been released revealing the events from the Avengers Age of Ultron directly impact Captain America 3 as well. It says here, following the events of Age of Ultron, the collective government of the world passed an act designed to regulate all superhuman activity. This polarizes opinion amongst the Avengers, causing two factions to side with Iron Man or Captain America, which causes an epic battle between former allies. And it says here, Captain America Civil War has a May 6, 2016 release, directed by Joe and Anthony Russo, starring Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man, Chris Evans as Captain America, Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, Sebastian Stan as Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie as Falcon, Frank Grillo as Crossbones, Daniel Brühl as Baron Von Zemo, Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther, Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, and it's speculated the new Spider-Man will debut. And there is a clip there from it already. So, there you go. You can check that out. I think it looks pretty cool. So that'll be for next year, I believe they said. Also here, I don't know if you guys knew about this. Back in 1997, they were planning a Justice League TV series. And they had the pilot. It was a defunct TV series that was planned for CBS. I think they had the pilot on TV once. And every once in a while, I hear rumors of footage on the internet somewhere. Well, here it is, courtesy of Cosmic Book News. It's 24 minutes of that pilot, if you guys want to check it out. I think Green Lantern is like one of the few big names. Green Lantern, hold on, let me see who's in this one. Green Lantern and Flash are the big ones. Hold on, it says Kimberly Oja as Tori Olafsdottir / Ice, a meteorologist working at Dr. Eno's Meteorological Institute. Miguel Ferrer as Dr. Eno / The Weatherman, a rival meteorologist. Kenny Johnston as Barry Allen, The Flash, unemployed. Matthew Settle as Guy Gardner, Green Lantern, a software salesman. Michelle Hurd as B.B. DaCosta / Fire, a struggling actress. John Cassier as Ray Palmer / The Atom, a science teacher. David Ogden Steers as John Johns, Martian Manhunter, the leader of the JLA. David Krumholtz as Martin Walters, an actor who has a crush on B.B. And Ron Pearson as Dr. Arliss Hopke, one of Tori's work colleagues. And there you go.
There you go.
And there's the link. You can check them all out on the page. I posted that. Let's see. I got a couple more tidbits here. Nothing major. Batman Arkham Knight has a trailer out that is coming out, I think, June 2nd, 2015 here. And it says here, though, it announced they have a special Gotham Knight skin for the Arkham Knight game. If you're a member of the WB Play, you'll be able to get the Batman Gotham Knight skin for free for the upcoming Batman Arkham Knight video game. Arkhamverse.com revealed the following details and image. As a thank you to all our fans, we are excited to announce that all WB Play members will receive a bonus exclusive alternate character skin to redeem the iconic Batsuit from the hit animated feature Batman Gotham Knight. Just log into your WB Play account in Batman Arkham Knight when you play the game. If you don't have an account, and they give you a link to sign up. And it does say here it will be available June 2nd, 2015 for the PlayStation 4 Computer Entertainment System, Xbox One, the online games and entertainment system from Microsoft, and Windows PC. And then there's a trailer underneath that one. So there you go there. Okay. All right, let's see here. What else? I'm sorry about that. Let me see what else I got here. There were a lot of deaths in comic books this week. and in our genre, Tony.
There are.
Did you see The Walking Dead this past week?
I did not, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't want to reveal that. Did you watch The Flash this week?
Actually, I haven't watched The Flash at all, so.
Okay, I don't want to give any spoilers. There was a death on that show. I think they.
Was it Barry Allen?
No.
Oh, okay.
There was a death in the all-new Captain America number 5. Believe it or not, there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle death in the comic book.
Was it Donatello?
I heard that news was around all week, though. That was on all kinds of media. I heard about that. Well, they say he dies, but then if you read it, they say there's a chance he survived.
Oh, it's a comic book death. You know that.
I know. It's one of the turtles. You need all four of them. I can't see that happening. Okay, and then I mentioned Avengers Age of Ultron. There is a new spot that was out this week, just over a minute long. And I'm going to post that in the chat. You guys can check that. It's just a minute and 1 second. Just over a minute. So you guys can check that out. Walking Dead fans, I didn't realize they had a book series. I thought they only had like one book out. They've announced the next novel. It's going to be called The Walking Dead Invasion. John Bonasinga, I think I'm screwing that name, but he returns to write the new book. It'll be hitting the bookshelves on October 6th, and it follows the hero Lily Call. And you can pre-order the book through Amazon at a discount. And if you like, here's the official synopsis for the book. Out of the ashes of a devastated Woodbury, Georgia, two opposing camps of ragtag survivors develop, each one on a collision course with the other. Underground in a labyrinth of ancient tunnels and mine shafts, Lily Call and her motley crew of senior citizens, misfits, and children struggle to build a new life. But a secret ambition still burns in Lily's heart and soul. She wants her beloved town of Woodbury back from the plague of walkers. And now, the only thing that stands in her way currently roams the wasted backwaters of Georgia. Way out in the hinterlands, amidst the rising tide of walkers that seem to be pushing in from all directions, the psychotic Reverend Jeremiah Garlitz rebuilds his army of followers with a diabolical secret weapon. He has designs on the destruction of Lily and her crew, the very people who vanquished his cultist church, and now, for the first time, he has the means to bring a special brand of hell down upon the tunnel dwellers. The final confrontation between these two human factions unleashes an unthinkable weapon, forged from the monstrous hordes of undead, perfected by a madman, and soaked in the blood of innocents. Ooh. Sounds quite interesting.
You know, anything that's described as soaked in the blood of innocence is probably going to be pretty interesting. Did you ever see my Walking Dead tweet?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, man. Remember back when the World Cup was going on and that goalie, Tim Howard, you remember the goalie Tim Howard and how well he was doing in the World Cup for the U.S.? I mean, he was like a machine.
Oh, yes, okay.
And so there was like this meme going around for a little while, things Tim Howard could save, you know, because he kept saving the goals. And people would like Photoshop Tim Howard into these photos.
Right, okay.
In ridiculous situations.
Wait, I think I do remember. I think I do remember the post you made. I think I do.
Yeah, here, I'll post you. There's my one of my tweets of things that Tim Howard could save.
Let me see. Hopefully, I thought I posted it. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Okay. Let me see if I remember. No, I don't. Yes. I do remember that. Yes.
I thought it was wildly amusing. It got 8 favorites, 11 retweets, and a few more followers.
Very cool. Very cool.
I did 3 of those things. Did you see the Raiders of the Lost Ark one? I thought that one was pretty funny too.
I thought I liked that one too. That was a good one.
I'll post a link to that
I have 3 more tidbits here. There's a new movie coming out, Space Pirate Captain Harlech. That is based off an old school anime, I believe, if I remember correctly. I never saw it, but people said they've seen it. It's a Japanese animated CG movie that's been currently out. It's getting US release. It's going to be available on digital HD and DVD on March 1st. And the synopsis of that is 2977, the year 2977. For many years, a mighty battle has been raging across the galaxies as 500 billion humans, whose forebears were exiled from Earth, plan to return to what is still called home. Forced to flee a ravaged Earth, humans have now depleted the corners of the galaxy to which they fled. Earth has now become the most valued and precious resource of all, controlled by the corrupt Gaia Coalition, which governs the human race across the different galaxies. Having been exiled and vilified during the Battle of the Homecoming War, Captain Harlock and his trusted crew of the Arcadia battlecruiser are the only hope mankind has of discovering the secrets that the Gaia have kept hidden. The Coalition has demanded Harlock's death, and the Gaia fleet's new leader, Ezra, calls on his younger brother Logan to infiltrate the Arcadia and then assassinate Harlock, thus forever eradicating the one man standing between the Coalition and their complete control of the universe. Logan must make it very personal, and it goes dot, 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 and that's the end of it. Wow. They don't even finish they don't even finish writing the trailer. And there you go. And there's also a trailer there you can check out, which I checked out before. I thought that was very cool. It's about a minute 44 seconds.
Woot.
Woot, I said. All right. Okay. This news here. Marina Bakarin? Confirmed as copycat in Deadpool.
Bakarin,
I think it is. Bakarin, okay. Following T.J. Miller confirming Weasel, now Marina Bakarin has confirmed her character in Deadpool. Bakarin tweeted out a picture of her cast set chair, which reads, "Vanessa." More than likely, the character is the mutant shapeshifter Vanessa Carlyle, a.k.a. Copycat, in the Marvel Comics. Copycat's powers includes being able to duplicate another being down to the cellular level, which makes her able to duplicate another person's superhuman powers, abilities, and even mental thoughts. And Deadpool has a February 12, 2016 release, directed by Tim Miller, starring Ryan Reynolds. And also included in the link is the test footage that hit the web a while back. Okay, and Steve says the movie's on YouTube right now with English subtitles. Very cool. The Captain Harlock movie, I believe. I did not know that. And one more, Tony. Star Wars Battlefront has been confirmed for the Star Wars Celebration. Following news that Electronic Arts will be a featured exhibitor next month at Star Wars Celebration, it's now confirmed the event will debut the Star Wars Battlefront video game. Electronic Arts announced the news earlier today. It seems like such a long time ago, at an E3 press conference far, far away, since we announced we were working on Star Wars Battlefront. Last year, we promised you would see more in spring 2015. Spring is coming. We're thrilled to share that Star Wars Battlefront will be taking part in Star Wars Celebration next month in Anaheim, California, from April 16th to 19th. We could not think of a better or more appropriate place to debut the game officially for the first time than the premier event that celebrates the Star Wars universe and the legions of fans who have fallen in love with it. Electronic Arts recently signed a 10-year deal to license Star Wars video games. And the link I'm going to give you guys has the teaser video. Okay, it's on Netflix, Steve. So yes, I do have Netflix. All right, that would be the Captain Harlock thing. I'll check that out. And I believe, Tony, that's all the tidbits I have for this week.
Sorry, I've been tuning you out for the past few minutes trying to find videos of people pronouncing it. And it looks like there are videos of people who pronounce it both Bakarin and Bakarin.
Okay, but it's not Bakarin.
No.
Okay, I was trying to get all fancy with it. I'm sorry, guys.
So it's I'll probably have to do a little more. Yeah, here's someone who commented. Let's see, this is Josh Sweden's site. Reyna was on Conan last night to promote Homeland and had funny stories about her mom, a presidential fan, and Damian Lewis getting her underwear by mistake. And somebody posted a comment. They pronounced her name three different ways on Conan as well. During the opening, Andy Richter called her Marina Baccarin. Then after the monologue, Conan pronounced it Marina Baccarin, which is how I'd been pronouncing it. Then during the rest of the show, he called her Marina Baccarin. So I think at some point she might have told him. So if I had to guess, I'd say it's Marina Baccarin.
Okay, Marina Baccarin. Okay, I'm sorry. Marina Baccarin.
That's what I'm going to go with until I hear differently.
Baccarin.
So there you go.
Very good. Baccarin.
So, what else shall we talk about for 30 minutes?
Hold on, I'm typing to Steve.
You're going to return a router?
Well, it's the fact that the router he gave, my folks got a better router in the house. And I haven't touched the one he got me. And they said I can't return it, but he says I have to call and talk to a level 2 management. I think I have to ask and just say, look, I was sick. It was a gift. You know, I've been sick as all hell. I haven't even set it up. And then in the meantime, something was set up in the house that's better than this one. So,
have you ever seen the Stanley parkour video?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay.
Man, that guy is good.
I'll tell you what, I'll post it in here because the song is funny too. It's the song is a little bit not safe for work, but for if you want, let's see, how long is it? 3 minutes and 34 seconds of mild amusement. It's actually got Stan Lee in it. Highly encourage you to check it out at some point.
Yes.
If you haven't already. Pretty stoked about this Geek and Sundry Twitch channel.
Yeah.
They supposedly they have several hours of streaming they're going to be doing every night with different people and different shows.
Oh, cool.
And Critical Roleplay was actually really good last night.
I'll check it out. We do have a caller. And we see somebody.
Caller.
I believe it's D. What's up?
Hey, guys. What is going on?
Welcome to COH Radio.
What nuggets have you got for us tonight?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Did we mention this last weekend? That last weekend was South by Southwest?
Yeah.
We did
Which
mention
is still
that, right?
Going on, by the way. I think it ends Sunday.
Well, the gaming part, because there's supposed to be three aspects of it. The gaming part was only last weekend.
Right.
Which I don't understand why they didn't spread it out, but. Yeah, because they had stuff going. I thought it was only until Tuesday, because I did see some stuff going on throughout the week, but I guess it's still, they had music, film, interactive.
Right.
And I guess the gaming, they aren't going to mention now because I guess they're done with that part of it. I'm just trying to see here what they have going on. And I don't know. I don't know what their schedule is for the rest of the weekend.
No.
Oh, well, there's a schedule. Let me see what I can find out for this weekend. Since it's still going on. Page must be busy because it's taking forever to load up. While it's loading up, I don't think there's anything going on this weekend on Twitch TV except that. But I do have some. I did pop up the list from conventionscene.com. Comic book conventions this weekend. This weekend, in Colorado Springs. Colorado, you have Colorado Cosmic Con. At the Hotel Elegante Conference and Event Center. Tomorrow in Middletown, Delaware, you have GalacticCon at the Everett Meredith Middle School. Also tomorrow in Beverly, Massachusetts, I think that is, you have Beverly Comic Con 2015. Starts at 10 a.m. Greenville, South Carolina, tomorrow and Sunday, the SC Comic Con at the TD Convention Center. Orlando, Florida, today, tomorrow and Sunday, the CBC Comic Book and Toy Show at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites. The Farmers Branch, Texas, on Sunday, you get the awesome Comic Book Collector Show at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, Dallas Farmers Branch. Also Sunday, Orland Park, Illinois, you get DanCon at the Orland Park Civic Center. I'm going to give some advance warning next weekend. Seattle, Washington, Emerald City Comic Con, which is sold out. The Washington State Convention Center. It's all sold out, people. I hope I say this right. Pennsauken Township in New Jersey, the Expo Martial Arts Comic Convention. And you do know my friend Rusty Gilligan, the artist friend of mine. He will be there that weekend. It's going to be at Colleen's at the Savoy. Next Saturday, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the Jay and Eddie's Comic Book Show. Minneapolis, Minnesota, on the 28th, you'll have Comic Card. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 28th through the 29th, you have Myrtle Beach Comic Con. Secaucus, New Jersey, on the 29th, you have Comic Art Con. Also on the 29th, Timonian, Maryland, Comic Book and Non-Sports Card Show. Tyson's Corner, Virginia, on the 29th, the Schaff Promotions Comic Book and Non-Sports Card Show. Also the 29th in Milesburg, Pennsylvania, NittanyCon, the Quality in Milesburg. Also on the 29th, Ottawa, Ontario, Capital Trade Show, Sports Card and Comic Book Show. Claremont, California, on the 29th, you're also going to get the Claremont Packing House Comic Book and Collectible Show. The 29th, also in Cheektowaga, New York, WNY Toy Comic Book and Collectible Show. Wow, 29th is a busy day, man, because in Concord, New Hampshire, you're going to get the Granite Con Comic Book Show also that weekend. So a lot of stuff going on.
Now, is this coming from ConventionScene.com, Rich?
Yes, it is. It's all from ConventionScene.com.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Now, there is something going on here locally in Cincinnati that you did not mention this weekend.
I did not see. Is it a comic book convention?
Well, it's actually it's a horror. What is it? Whorehound?
Whorehound.
Yes.
Okay, let me go to horror conventions. Hold on. Okay, the only thing they have listed here under horror conventions is something May 1st to the 3rd, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, really? Wow, that's kind of interesting because Norman Reese is going to be there at this one.
Really? All right, I'm trying to go here. I'm trying to get here scheduled by location.
Here, I have got the link. I will post it in the chat here.
I'm trying to get all the events here. Nothing's. I'm trying to get a list here. And it's going to be, where is it again?
It is going to be here in Cincinnati, the Sherbrooke Convention Center. March 20th through 22nd, and guests include Norman Reedus, Ryan Hurst. Let's see here. We've got Mark Jr., Dennis O'Hare, Jason Mewes, Jay from Silent Bob, Michael Rooker. Let's see, who else?
They'll have both of the Dixon brothers from The Walking Dead.
Yes, both of the Dixon. They're going to have Norm. George Wendt, or how you say his last name.
George Wendt?
George Wendt, yes, thank you. Let's see, what else here?
Okay, no, I'm at the web page now.
Okay.
Josh McDermott, what's his name? The mullet from The Walking Dead. Alana Masterson, Lawrence Gilliard, Julia will be there. Linda Blair is going to be there.
I've seen her. And you know what? Steele and I seen her at Steele City Comic Con in December. And I had to point her out to Steele because, you know, I mean, let's face it, she's kind of older now, but she looks like a teenager. I'm not kidding.
I'm looking at her picture. Yeah, she does. She looks like she did way back then. Of course,
everybody
knows her. She was a child in The Exorcist.
Yes.
George Wayne and William Catt from House fame.
And Bear, not you guys, but Miss V is with me here this evening. Cool. Baby. He had to cancel. No Skinner. Skinner was supposed to be there from X-Files, he had to cancel.
Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000 is going to be there.
So now, just take a wild stab, okay?
Okay.
And what do you think Norman Reedus is charging for a photo op?
$50.
I'd go around 50, yeah, 50 to 60.
Is that your guys' final answer?
I'll go with 75 just to be different.
Okay. Tony, you are definitely closer.
Wow,
was it
really?
Like 100?
It is 110.
Are you
wow.
kidding me? Oh, that's
110.
Bullshit,
and then if you want it signed or if you want something, if you want the print, it's an extra $3.
Are you flipping kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that is, you know, these things are getting ridiculous, man. Oh, cancellations.
You know,
Alex Winter, Adrian Barbeau, Jason Patrick, Mitch Pileggi, and John Bernthal have all canceled due to work.
Now, Rich, there's something that you will find interesting. Last weekend was DJ Steele's birthday, and he was here in Cincinnati. We went down to Lexington Comic and Toy Expo, and guest cosplayer was there.
Belcher, your favorite.
No, well, close.
Oh, wait. Abby Darkstar.
No. You mentioned her on the show quite a few times.
Oh, I mentioned quite a few.
Ivy Doomkin.
Ivy Doomkin, really?
Yes, she was there.
Because there were two events last weekend. There were two events going on last weekend that all the cosplayers, I know, they were split up. They didn't all go to the same place. So I was thinking Yahya Han. I couldn't remember her first name. Yahya Han was Ivy Doomkin. Yeah, she's very cool. I've never met her. I've never met any of these people. You know, I made comments on their feed. I think, to be fair, Abby Darkstar is the only one who ever made a comment back to me, so.
I have to look and see who she is because I'm not remembering her right off the time. But I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't get a chance to talk to her. She was actually doing they were filming for a local newspaper there, and we only went Sunday. We paid, you know, $20 just for Sunday. Let's see here. Who'd you say, Abby?
Darkstar.
Dark. Oh, there she is.
Okay. I think she was at that. I know there was another event going on the last weekend.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? I know what we should have mentioned at some point.
What? Yes? Well, you got plenty of
time. Huh?
You have plenty of time to mention it now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll mention two things then. One is bad news, and that is that you probably already read about this, but Cryptic actually had some layoffs last week. And I know that some of them hit the Star Trek Online crew, including Matt Miller, so best wishes.
No,
that
I
he'll,
didn't know. Maybe I did know about that, and we talked about it last week.
Oh, well,
maybe
you know now.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw on his Twitter feed that I saw in several places they posted that Cryptic had, Perfect World Entertainment actually had layoffs kind of across several games. Star Trek Online was hit. I don't know about the disposition of some of the other people that I knew there. I know Sean McCann also works there. I don't know if he was affected or not, but I do know that Matt Miller was affected. He posted it on his Twitter feed, so
wow.
I conveyed my best wishes for him to quickly land on his feet, and hopefully he'll be gainfully employed again pretty soon. Or, you know what? I know at one point he mentioned something about he was thinking of going independent. That would be pretty
cool
to see. I would love to see something like that. The other, this is just sort of a little goofy side note. There is a website out there called The Escapist, which, you know, I look at sometimes. They have geeky sort of articles, and they're going to have a new comic from an artist named Aaron Williams called Full Frontal Nerdity. And I'll post a link here to the article announcing that he's going to be there. But because the thing that sort of caught my attention on that one was down at the bottom, the very last paragraph where he says Williams, that is Aaron Williams who does the comic.
Yes.
Williams says he's looking forward to doing a strip for The Escapist because it could help him fulfill another dream. I only long for the wealth for wealth enough to bring City of Heroes back from the dead.
Oh, very cool.
So,
very cool.
I doubt he'll make that much drawing web comics, but at the same time, best of luck to you, Aaron Williams. So I'll be sure to watch your I'll read your strip every Friday and try to boost your viewership numbers there so that you can even if you don't have enough money to bring City of Heroes back, at least it's the thought that counts.
That's right. Your heart's in the right place, sir.
So good luck to Aaron Williams with his new comic on The Escapist, Full Frontal Nerdity.
We can only hope it comes back. That's what you see. That's why we're doing this. You see, the game has touched so many people on so many levels.
Someone posted, this was sort of a flash from the past. Somebody posted in the City of Heroes group out on Facebook. Hey, City of Heroes friends, anyone else here who used to play the closed MMO Tabula Rasa? And it's like, wow, man, now that one's going back.
Yeah, dude.
Did you ever play Tabula Rasa?
No, I did not, and I was going to give it a try, and then I heard it was canceled before I got the opportunity to.
You know, I was in the beta for it, and I thought it was actually pretty good. I played for a little while. It was they actually had a and some people didn't like this. I thought it was pretty clever, though. Their battles, you know, City of Heroes had like what's kind of popularly known as, I think, as like tabbed fighting. You know, you hit the tab key, it selects a target, and you use your powers, and you don't actually have to like use any like video game skills to battle things, right? You know, it's not like you have to actually aim your powers or anything like that, right? But Tabula Rasa, actually, you had to have, there was a little bit of skill involved. You couldn't just, you know, blindly hit a button to attack something. You actually had to, you had a reticle that you had to use to actually fire your weapons and stuff at these things. So, I tried it out in beta. I never subscribed. In hindsight, I have mixed feelings about that because I did think it was a pretty cool game. But I just never, it didn't capture me enough to actually go in and subscribe to it. So, plus I was really, you know, neck deep in City of Heroes at the time too, running websites and all that kind of stuff. So I sort of didn't have time enough for it. But, you know, it was Richard Garriott made it. And he's, of course, one of my video game gods.
Yes.
I will never speak ill of Richard Garriott because, you know, he did the Ultima series, which I grew up on and was practically raised on the computer playing, so hats off to Richard Garriott. But you know, he was the executive producer on the game, and so I did like it. I just never played it as much as I wanted to.
I want him on Steam. It says here 10 2K 10th anniversary publisher sale of 2K. Up to 80% off the entire catalog on Steam this weekend.
Of 2K? What, like the company? Are you talking about the ones 2K. That did like Grand Theft Auto? And
Yes. I'm trying to see a Royal Quest. Well, that's free to play. I'm trying to see what here.
What do they put out? Oh, I guess did they do Borderlands?
No, yes,
I'm
looking
at something else.
Evolve, let's see, 10th anniversary. Okay, for the bundle. Wow.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You get $49.99, you get the entire bundle. Borderlands, the pre-sequel, will get 50% off, $29.99. Evolve, 25% off, $44.99. Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth, 50% off for $24.99. Trying to see, we have BioShock Infinite, $7.49 this weekend. So that's 75% off. 67% off NBA 2K15, $19.79. Sid Meier's Starships, only 10% off, was $13.49. XCOM Enemy Unknown, 75% for $7.49. the Bureau, 80% off 399. Spec Ops, the line, 80% off Darkness 2, 80% off 599. Mafia 2, 749. Let's see here. Borderlands, the pre-sequel, Season Pass, 33% off. $20.09. Borderlands pre-sequel Season Pass bundle, 55% off, $40.50. Borderlands 2, 75%, $4.99. Borderlands 2 Game of the Year Edition, 80% off, $7.99. Borderlands Game of the Year Edition and Borderlands 2, 80% off for $9.99.
I already own a bunch of these, though. I mean,
I don't
I already own Civilization 5 and XCOM and BioShock Infinite. And...
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't have Borderlands or Borderlands 2, and I was telling somebody I want to get them this summer.
Wow.
Maybe that's a sign.
Lo and behold.
I know.
Are you going to buy it?
I'm going to try to. I could probably afford one of them. I don't know. I don't have much money in my funding right now. So,
I mean, so you're not going to get the bundle?
I could probably afford that bundle for $9.99. I could probably squeeze that bundle this weekend. I could probably do that.
Wait, for $49.99?
No, for $9.99. 80% off, $9.99.
Oh, I was looking at, there's a bundle where you get everything for $49.99.
I can't afford that. No, I can't do that. I wish I could, but where is that?
What I'm curious about is if you own, like, I already own a bunch of these, so I don't see, like, a button to take these out of the bundle.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, oh, I see the bundle right there.
I mean, would I have, like, extra copies?
I guess so. I'm trying to see what the bundle. I'm trying to get the full list of the bundle.
Okay, so the bundle it's showing me has got, yeah, it's got Borderlands 2, Civ 5, XCOM, BioShock Infinite, The Bureau, Darkness 2, Spec Ops, The Line, Mafia 2, Duke Nukem Forever. I don't really want that.
Borderlands. BioShock 2, BioShock. I have BioShock for the Xbox 360. Ace Patrol, Pacific Skies, Civilization 4, Civilization 3, Sid Meier's Pirates, Railroads, Civilization 4, Beyond the Sword, Civilization Warlords, Civilization 4, Warlords, I'm sorry. And Sid Meier's Civilization IV Colonization, all for $49.99, one low price. Oh, and Steve says, my video card in my new rig will play all these games. Cool.
Cool.
They're copied of TV disc on eBay. What is when Sony H1Z1 opens and is a free, whole group of us should make a fort in the game. Okay. Wait, he says they're copied of TB discs on eBay? I don't know what he means by that. Where am I here? Wait, where is my... So there you go. Oops. Ah, I can't move. There we go. You got quiet in here all of a sudden. What happened?
I was just ruminating.
Oh, okay.
Did you also see this? Some guy over in... Where is this? Did a study on City of Heroes players. Ali Skold from Uppsala University in Sweden recently examined the extant City of Heroes community in an interpretive case study in order to explore how virtual world communities employ new media as a repository to record information about their past. For 7 months, beginning with the shutdown announcement day, Skold analyzed everything written on the City of Heroes Reddit. Of all the places he went to for his source, the City of Heroes Reddit? I didn't even know we had a Reddit out there.
I didn't know we had a Reddit either.
I guess we do. To see just how people in a digital space keep the spirit alive. Because now, it's like I'm going to have to go out there and look for City of Heroes Reddit. Do you ever use Reddit?
No. Very rarely do I use it.
I've just barely heard of it.
Well, I'll post a link because it's out there, and it looks like it's actually semi-active. I mean, it looks like people are posting on it, so go figure.
Now, you see here, this is what I don't get. If I just want to get... Oh, okay, I can get Borderlands 2. I think this is the Game of the Year edition for $4.99. And then I could do the Borderlands 2 Game of the Year edition separately.
Well, we have a minute 30 left, so
yes.
Make up
you know,
your mind.
Soon, well, no, I don't do it right now. I mean, I'll talk. I'll let everybody know next week what my decision is for that. Yes, thank you. Oh, Tabula Rasa, you can get off of eBay, Tony. I don't
you
know if you can still play it. You can't play it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sell for $14.99 too.
You know, Richard Garriott actually retweeted one of us one time. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. I'll have to find it like in the next minute.
Yeah, because you have 6 seconds. I want to thank Tony for co-hosting, Teacher for calling in, Steve for always being amazingly helpful in the chat. And I will let everybody know what happens next. See, if I get to the bank tomorrow, I can get those. I could put a few bucks in the bank, and I can get those Borderlands games. Because seriously, I have said, you know, I've never played Borderlands and Borderlands 2, and I didn't realize they had, you know, the Game of the Year editions, because that includes, like, everything.
And okay. I found it.
Okay.
Somebody was tweeting about... talks to resurrect City of Heroes. Richard Garriott actually retweeted that back to Caprera, the City of Heroes person, said, "Best of luck. Grab Tabula Rasa for me while you're at it." So I'll put the link to the tweet in there.
All right, cool. I just want to say really quickly, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you for stopping in, tuning in, whether it's live or an archive. We truly appreciate it. Go to Facebook, hit the like button on our Save COH radio page. We'll see you all next week, everybody. If you're in the snow this weekend for some reason, just stay safe. Drive slow. Be good. We'll see you next week. And we are in the after party.
All right, guys. I do need to hop, so I will catch you all next week.
Yes. Sorry I didn't show up this past week. I had such bad headaches this week. I'm going to try and make the show this week, though. Monday night. Metal Hair Madness.
All right, guys. Later.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Okay. And we are still here.
And we are still here. I thought that was pretty cool, though. Yeah, Richard Garriott actually tweeted that. I mean, I think he was kind of being facetious when he said it. He didn't actually. I mean, but yeah, I think it would be very cool if somehow we could get Tabula Rasa. Source
would
code is out there somewhere.
That's right. Okay. I am trying to get...
Morena Baccarin?
No. I'm just trying to set up my my cart on a. There we go. That's what I wanted. Come on. Well, let me purchase.
What are you going out there to buy it right this second?
Well, no. I'm just adding it to my cart to see how much it's going to cost me. So that's all. $12.48. Okay. Because of the snow, it's just going to suck getting to the bank tomorrow. The roads are going to be horrible. I just want to see how much I have in my account. Although I am... what happened here? Did I change my password?
I give up. Did you change your password?
I don't know. I guess I did.
Do you not keep... I always keep Steam running.
No, it's not that. It's my bank. I'm just checking my bank account.
Oh, that password.
Yeah, that password. Yeah, No, I'm always on Steam, yeah. Sorry. I'll do this later. It wants all kind of information from me right now.
Do you have any of these? Do you have any of these games?
Which games? On
yeah, the games in that bundle.
No, I have BioShock.
BioShock Infinite, or just regular
one? Let me see what's in the bundle. Hold on, let me double check the bundle. I'm sorry about that. I hardly have any of them. No, I have BioShock. That's it. I have the first one. No, that's it. And I have Pirates. I had Pirates for my PC, but I don't know what happened to it. No, that's all I have. I just have one game. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I feel kind of bad because it's like you can get that bundle for $49.99, and I'd like to have that, but I don't need all of the games. It's telling me in the cart that if I order that, that I will not receive a second copy of that game. So it's like I'd be paying for nothing.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe you have to like add them one at a time or something.
Oh, that was silly. What did I do that for?
I don't know. Oh, maybe I'll pick up Borderlands. Hey, we need to throw down on Gauntlet sometime this weekend, too.
Yeah.
I played that forever. You know, I played for a while and got used to the wizard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because the wizard's pretty... I mean, he's kind of the toughest one to control because you got all those spells. But
he also,
I mean, some of his spells are, like, the most powerful, too. So, it's like if you can get used to... But you don't want to do it without a control... did you get a control... You got a controller, right?
I got a plug-in controller, yep.
Yeah. That's cool, because, you don't want to try... you don't want to try it without the controller, so... Not the wizard. You could probably get away with the warrior or the elf, but the wizard is pretty tough without a controller.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm rushing to do all this now. But... God.
I don't know.
Don't know. Hold on, let me try and do...
Anyway.
Yes.
Well, I should probably run. I'm going to work on this little project for a while and then call it a night and go to bed.
Very cool. I'm going to watch some TV, I believe.
Cool. Well, have fun, man.
I will try. You too, sir. All right, with that, we're out of here. Thank you all for tuning in this week.
You
guys rock. As Tony says, we are out of here as soon as I get back into the studio. All right, we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Save COH Radio. Save COH Radio time. Save COH Radio station. Say goodnight, Tony.
Goodnight.
Good night, everybody.